Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's pre-show time. Only this pre-show is being recorded, what is this, probably 12 hours? No. 8 hours after I concluded doing the show. So this is early Monday morning. And my crew just informed me, you didn't do a pre-show. And I happened to be awake. I happened to be awake when I got the message. So here it is, the pre-show. The pre-show for what we did and what you are about to hear. And it is a encore of Tom Dawka, and he's all pissed off at me because I'm in the Hall of Fame, I guess, and he isn't. So there's that. And then we have a classic, which I think is a Lloyd Bonafide. This classic from Lloyd. We got one guy on our Facebook BSPs and More page. This chap does nothing but post Lloyd Bonafide shows. He's in love with Lloyd Bonafide. And Lloyd is one of those guys that people like him, and I don't know what to say about him other than the fact that, he's a Korean War veteran, so he's never not going to be a Korean War veteran, which means he's effectively done being on the show in terms of any new material. I suppose we could do flashbacks, but, it's contrived. All of that contrived flashback shit designed to grab a hold of whatever part of the audience still digs a certain character, I think is... It irritates the hell out of me. I don't know what else to say to you. It's not very organic. It's just straight up, oh gosh, we don't have enough engagement. And I hate that kind of shit. I just fucking hate it. So anyway, Lloyd Bonafide is on the show today. And we used to love doing Lloyd because we could just do a lot of unacceptable shit in the face, in the name of being a veteran and an American and one of the older generation. He could just talk about shit like, well, on today's show, which I think is, I think he's proposing a show called Grandpa's Attic, where the kids go up into the attic and they find Grandpa's stuff. For instance, loaded shotguns, hand grenades, shit that he kept from his time in the service. You know, anything that's unsafe, promotes violence, that angry old guy cranky shit, that's Lloyd, man. So he is on our classic for today. And a bunch of other shit that, I think I'm going to change the photograph here of my character, Tom Dawka. I can't tell you how Tom Dawka came about other than to say that as I was coming up in radio, Chicago seemed to be the capital of the radio universe. At the time that I was, there was big time radio in New York, big time radio in Los Angeles, but there was big time radio in Chicago, and Chicago being the center of the country or located in the center of the country, you generally could pick up WLS, the 50,000 watt, the clear channels, just about anywhere in the country, because it didn't have to, for instance, if it was a Los Angeles station, it would have to span the entire width of the country. Same thing with New York, but Chicago could sort of just blast out from, 360-degree radius and pretty much hit every part of the country with those old-school clear channel, pick them up at night anywhere kind of radio stations. So that's why I think Chicago radio became as well known as it did. And secondly, it probably had the original shock jock in Steve Dahl, who predates anything, any other cat you want to talk about, including Howard, who is one of the great, one of the iconic figures in all of broadcasting. But Steve was tearing it up even before then. I never heard Steve Dahl, however, because he did Morning Drive, and by that point, the sun's up and you don't get that clear channel shit anymore. I heard the Howard Stern Show because it was syndicated, and I think that's how Howard got Howard got well known because he's a goddamn great broadcaster and funny as hell and original as hell. And he had a show that was on the Bird. Steve Dahl did not, as far as I know. So Chicago had that. Chicago had a lot of very iconic things. So as I said, as I was coming up, Chicago was where it was at. And so Tom Dovka, that's a name that I just pulled out of the air, but it sort of sounds Eastern European. And of course, Chicago has a great many Eastern people of Eastern European descent living there. You hear these names, this name I just made up, Dovka. I don't know where it came from. Look it up on Google. And before it comes up as Tom Dovka, a character on the Phil Hendry show, people have like vodka ads. They think they miswrote vodka. And the voice here, this is a voice I use for every dumbass that I can possibly fucking think of, you know, arrogant dumbass. He doesn't sound like he's from Chicago. He's a little bit more like this, Chicago. Dovka sounds more East Coast, but nonetheless. And I know a lot of radio consultants that I love and admire. David G. Hall's one of them. Valerie Geller's another. And I've met them down through the years. People that really know how to communicate with talent. And I met a whole bunch that don't even fucking deserve to be mentioned here. That were cats that couldn't make it as program directors and couldn't make it as talent. So what do? They became consultants. And in the process, made your life fucking hell. You know. I got to tell you something, man. This is true in television, too. Anybody that comes in and tells you how to fucking do it in terms of your actual execution, they better have some goddamn good reasons. And better than, you know, well, the audience tells us, fuck the audience. You understand? Fuck the audience. Yeah. And here's why I say fuck the audience. You don't fucking know any better than anybody else what the fucking audience wants. You got your little fucking focus group there. And you're going to base your shit on exactly the very wrong thing, which is what is the audience telling you they want? No, that's not the key to success. Now, some people may have short-term success in the chicken shit world of mainstream, bland, uncreative, never will be fucking creative, nobody will ever goddamn well remember what they fucking listen to, radio. They may have some limited success. No motherfucker is going to have long-term success in any facet of the entertainment business, always crawling after what the audience wants. Because you'll always be a day late and a dollar fucking short on that. And I got that from consultants all the time. Here's what the audience wants. Fuck them, man. I wouldn't have done the show that I did, and I wouldn't have done the show that I do, done, did, if I worried about what the goddamned audience thinks. Here's what I think. Here's what I want. Here's what I want to do. A, make myself happy. That's number one. B, I don't know who does come second. Maybe the audience comes second. But the primary guy that I want to make happy is me. Then maybe the audience. Then in third place, my employers, the actual radio station I work for. And then everything else after that. That's the key to success. At least that was the key to success in my life. I don't know what you think about that, but I wouldn't dare tell you what it is in your line of work. But I can only tell you what it is that I did to achieve my success. And one of the things that I did to achieve my success is to continually make life challenging for my employers. I never got a license in jeopardy. I never, ever used any kind of language or material that jeopardized the license of a radio station. Ever. That doesn't mean that you don't freak people out, you know? Anyway, my overall experience in radio was very, very good. And I met a lot of really great people. I met a lot of great members of the audience, people that I broadcasted to, people that I entertained or what have you. My girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend, Jackie, I met in the radio game. And in fact, I met a few wonderful women in radio. But beyond that, man, I couldn't tell you really, you know, what's good about it. I can tell you that the ultimate failure of radio lies with the management people, whether they want to fucking believe that or not, whether they want to tell you that's true or not, whether they want to, they'll tell you, well, it was just time. Yeah, no, you know, it could have been enhanced. It could have been enhanced and it could have joined forces with new media. But no, these stupid cunts that we had running our business set fire to it and burned to the motherfucking ground. All right. There's a pre-show. Next up, a commercial, I think.